Gary, talk now, if you would, a little bit about what you saw and what you heard and what you sensed with respect to the attitude of these pastors and the Kenyan people at large about what's going on in our country, the election of President Trump, because they are paying very much attention, and I found it to be stunning, just very stunning, their attitude about our president.
Well, they love Donald Trump. And even when we were there back in June, they were excited that Donald Trump had been elected to the office of the presidency of the United States of America. And back in June, they emphasized something that was re-emphasized when we were there the other week. And that is, as goes Donald Trump, so goes America, so goes Kenya. Think about that. That was stated several times. As goes Donald Trump, so goes the United States of America, so goes Kenya. They would really love for Donald Trump to go over to Kenya and to get things straightened up for them constitutionally and spiritually. It's interesting to see how they have that great desire. Now, keep in mind, there are many people who really believe that, well, it's true, Barack Obama does have roots there in Kenya. I think his grandmother lived up in the northwestern part of Kenya for a period of time. Maybe she still does. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that people over there really do not like Obama because of some of the policies that he tried to inflict upon Kenya when he was in the presidency that were liberal policies. So even though on one hand they don't have much of a respect for Barack Obama, they have a great respect for Donald Trump. And as you know, Dave, they gave me gifts to give to President Trump and his wife, Melania. And
he is supposedly one of them. You know, he has roots, as you said, that tie him back to that area of Kenya, that part of the world. And yet there is a lack of respect for him, but great love and admiration for President Trump. And Gary, you are 100% correct. You have sent me pictures of those phenomenal gifts, beautiful gifts. And I'm not going to say any more about it, that were given to you in order for you to attempt to get them into the hands of the president and the first lady. And of course, you made me aware of that. We're working on that even as we speak, and I'll not say any more about it other than the fact that we're praying that it will be something that can become a reality. And there is an amazing letter that is along with those gifts that really, at some point, Gary, hopefully we'll be able to read on air, that really states the attitude and the great affection that these men and the residents of the country of Kenya have for our president.